This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello, and welcome to Digital Nomads, a podcast about nomadism and nomadic peoples around the world and throughout history. I'm your host, Maggie. I'm currently a PhD student researching how nomadic peoples, and specifically the Bedouin in the area of modern-day Jordan, use and interact with and influence permanent architecture. I was inspired to start this podcast in large part because I think we have a lot of cultural misconceptions about what it means to be a nomad and what that category of nomadic actually entails and the various gradations that can exist within that category. One of the biggest misconceptions that I'm interested in overturning is this idea that nomadic is a synonym for careless or carefree somehow, this idea that nomads just sort of float around going wherever they want, whenever they want. And in reality, that's not the case. Nomadism as a lifestyle and as a method of subsistence is extremely regimented and patterned and based on generations of accumulated knowledge and expertise about one's surroundings and environment. But even more importantly than that, one of my reasons for starting this podcast is that I think studying nomads is crucial to our understanding of history and of the world around us. The history of nomads is world history, but it's a lens onto world history that most of us have never really looked through before. But we find nomads in every part of the world and in every era of history. And the study of nomads encompasses the study of everything from history to anthropology to geography to languages to economics to art and culture. So there really is something for everyone here, and it's that richness and diversity within this area that I'm interested in conveying. And like I already said, we have a lot of cultural misconceptions about nomads, and I think another one of them is that nomadism as a practice and as a lifestyle is quite simplistic or a less evolved way of living. And I'm hoping to illustrate the many ways in which that's just not true. Speaking of misconceptions and misappropriations and misunderstandings of the word nomad, as you may have noticed, this podcast is called Digital Nomads because I'm talking about nomads and I'm talking about them in a digital format, which I believe is the only context in which those two words should be used together. So unfortunately, if you ended up here hoping that this podcast would contain advice on how to quit your 9-to-5 job and travel the world, then I'm sorry, but this is not going to be the podcast for you. However, let's say you did come here looking for those things, but are still interested in what I will be covering, which includes topics ranging from the history of the Mongols, to the sea nomads of Southeast Asia, to the persecution of the Roma under the Nazis, then I hope you'll stick around for that. Now, quick disclaimer, I am not an expert on all or really on any of these topics. As I said up top, my specific research focus is the Bedouin, and even then I focus on the Bedouin in a pretty narrow region and time period. However, like any good PhD student, I really like to both procrastinate from the work I should be doing and to go on research rabbit holes that are only tangentially related to what I'm actually studying. So I've acquired at least some level of knowledge on all kinds of nomad-related topics, and my plan is to use this podcast as an excuse to delve even deeper into researching some things that I've always been interested in, and also to share that knowledge in a way that is hopefully interesting and accessible. That's the goal. That being said, as I figure this whole podcasting thing out, I'm also hoping to have some guests on to be interviewed, both academic experts and maybe even some real live nomads, who knows? So hopefully you'll have that to look forward to as well. So thank you for listening. Stay tuned for the next and first official full-length episode in which I'll be unpacking and explaining different types of nomadism and the different ways in which nomadic people sustain themselves and make a living. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, feel free to get in touch with me at digitalnomadspod@gmail.com. That's all one word, digitalnomadspod@gmail. And if you'd like, you can also follow me on Twitter @nomads_pod, where I'll be posting things like episode updates and my research sources for episodes. Thanks so much for listening.